There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Tatum for three.
Man, he is playing at such a high level right now. Tatum fires. Scores again.
Tatum gets Trae Young switched onto him. Goes to work. Shot clock is low. He shoots over the top and drains it.
What are we watching?
But the Celtics wrap up a road trip with a 30-point victory in Atlanta. A 7-1 start for the reigning champs.
A lot of potential meanings to that rejoin song there from Nick.
Yeah, there really is. A lot of double entendre when it comes to Nick's choice of music.
Trade deadline day in the NFL.
Better believe it.
Who's staying, who's going?
Tune in to find out.
Jason Tatum, a trade request.
Trade request?
How is that? He's been first team All-NBA. He just won a championship. He wants out.
Yeah, what's going on there?
We'll explain.
All right.
It also could be about Le'Veon Bell wanting to stay in this country.
Le'Veon Bell, yeah. Tomorrow morning, he may or may not still be living here.
Maybe he did. Did he say where he's going? Is he going to Canada?
I don't know where he's going.
Yeah.
I know he also wants to fight Fletcher Cox now. Le'Veon Bell called out Fletcher Cox for wearing what he thought was a blouse, and then Fletcher Cox responded to him.
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah, basically being like, I'll fight you. And then nice. Le'Veon Bell was like, responded like 100 times and was like, you think I'm afraid of you? And it was like a whole thing.
Interesting.
So that could be like a good boxing match.
You know what?
Because Bell's done the boxing match stuff.
If you got one foot out the door to another country, that's not a bad time to threaten that you're going to fight somebody.
Yeah, go fight somebody. Then
yeah,
I'll
fight you. I'll fight you.
You're
and
out.
Then if they're like, you look like a badass.
I say, Fletcher Cox, big dude.
Oh, I wouldn't want to fight him.
I would not.
And then then the guy's like, oh, yeah, I will fight you. You're like, ooh, actually, I'm moving to Canada.
I think Le'Veon Bell.
I'm moving to another school, actually.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Did he fight Frank Gore? Le'Veon Bell's fought in a couple of those like Jake Paul, Logan Paul fights.
Frank Gore has one advantage.
Yeah. No, he got knocked out, I think. Le'Veon Bell knocked somebody out, didn't he?
Was it Frank Gore?
Might have been.
I don't know.
He was a running back on running back crime.
Le'Veon Bell and Adrian Peterson?
Oh.
Oh, did he knock out Adrian Peterson?
Yeah,
I think he did. I think he knocked out AP.
Nice.
That was for all the kids.
I was going to say.
That's for all the kids out there.
A lot of children out there may say he had it coming.
Yep.
So when it comes to the Celtics, their game last night, I was watching a lot of this before I flipped over to Thursday Night Football. It got out of hand at halftime. It got even more out of hand in the second half.
Yeah, they pretty much dominated.
Tatum was unreal last night.
Tatum, and there's another one of these early starts where he's like, I'm going to get my stuff going, popping a bunch of threes. And you're like, all right, it's one of those kind of nights for Tatum.
So he had 26 points in the first half. He came out firing, as you said. He had 6 more threes last night on 14 attempts. Celtics took 55 as a team. But Tatum did not play in the third quarter. After the third quarter. He did not play in the fourth quarter yet again. That's been consistent for him. He leads the NBA in total points. Terp tweeted this out today.
Yeah, how about that?
He's not the per-game leader, but he leads in total points, and he plays three quarters half the time.
Right.
I've been begging for the Celtics defense to give me a game.
Yeah, Trae Young would tell you they had a game. Trae Young would call you right now and be like, yeah, Celtics defense is legit.
Jalen Johnson maybe not, but Trae Young would.
Yeah, Jalen Johnson.
93 points for the Atlanta Hawks last night. They shot 42% and 19% on three. So I would say the Celtics played some defense.
Trae Young,
night.
Who is capable of 30 any night, had two. He was held 1 of 10 shooting, 0 of 6 from three.
So we know the Celtics don't need Kristaps Porzingis, right? We know that.
Yeah, they won a title without him.
They win playoff games without him. They won a million games in the regular season without him. I think the Celtics need Jaylen Brown.
Not against the Hawks, but yeah, overall they do.
Do you know the Celtics have won 16 straight games without Jaylen Brown?
Yeah. I didn't know that was the number, but I know
they've
that it's been pretty impressive.
16 straight when he doesn't play. He missed the last two with a hip injury.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they need Jaylen Brown, but that's a wild number.
Well, no, it is. I think in the playoffs they need Jaylen Brown, but I think in the regular season, like, they can take almost two guys, unless those two guys are like Tatum and Brown. But if it's Porzingis and Brown, okay. If it's like Drew Holiday and Brown, okay. Like, that's how deep they are.
If it's Pritchard and Hauser,
maybe.
What an NBA Jam duo.
Dude, I'll tell you, I like Kata. Kata's nice. You don't like him?
Well,
10.7 boards plus 31.
I was annoyed the other night when Mazzulla stuck with him in overtime. And, like, he had some offensive rebounds, but I'm like, you stuck with him for too long. But, no, he's played well.
I think he's solid. He's also, for the old school basketball fan, they kind of like the fact that, oh, there's a guy that doesn't shoot threes. And could he be a healthy Time Lord light? Could he give you some of the Time Lord stuff? Because, like, if you throw it to him near the hoop, he'll dunk it.
Yep.
Right? And then he's grabbing a bunch of rebounds. I know he's not the shot blocker that Time Lord is, but he also couldn't rely on him because he was hurt every other game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a big that I didn't really consider. I was like, all right, no Porzingis. Horford's not going to play all the time. So is it going to be Tillman? Like, I didn't have Kata on my radar.
Is he in your playoff rotation?
Kata?
Yeah.
Is Porzingis playing or no?
Probably not.
Okay, then yeah.
Right,
I don't think he would,
even without Porzingis, I don't think he's in my playoff rotation.
I think, how many guys are you playing? If you're playing eight.
Horford, Cornette, those are your bigs. It's done.
I think Kata has a chance this year to get Cornette's minutes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Look out, murder Cornette. You're on notice, bud. I think he does.
Objects in the mirror are closer than they appear.
I mean, last night, you know, again, it's a lopsided game, second half and all that stuff, but Kata got the start and he played 23 minutes. Cornette played 16 minutes. And Mazzulla was gushing about him postgame.
He was.
So,
he would be out of my playoff rotation, but let's see where that goes. Meanwhile, this is not on my radar. As proof that everybody has a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Hashtag dork on the Odyssey app right now.
Yes. Yep. You do any political endorsements on there, Rogan style
or
anything?
We turned down both candidates.
You did? Oh, wow. Yeah. I saw McAfee did that.
We reached out to RFK Jr. He said, I'm not in the race anymore, guys. I can't join you.
I don't know if Jeff Teague endorsed any candidates on his podcast, but Jeff Teague had Jason Tatum on his podcast. He went back to the draft. Tatum desperately wanted to be a Laker. We all know that. I mean, he still wears Kobe armbands, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Lakers colors with his Celtics uniform. So we all knew that. That wasn't really news. This was news, though. Shortly after Jason Tatum was drafted, he wanted out of Boston.
And then I get drafted.
And then who did
Gordon Hayward signed with the Celtics. I called my agent like, yo, I got to get traded.
Yeah, facts.
I'm in summer league before I ever play a game. Like, yo, he like relaxed, just waited
yeah,
out.
Yeah, man, you doing too much.
Basically, he's like, you got to chill. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to play. I didn't get drafted to come off the bench and not start.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, just... like, you in a great organization. They're going to teach you how to play the right way.
That's hilarious. Relax.
Chill out. You're doing too much.
His agent deserves whatever commission he's getting.
Is it Jeff Wexler?
Is that who it is?
I thought that's who it was, but I could be wrong about that. Yeah.
But, like, hilarious. Like, they sign Hayward. He's like, wait a minute. Guy plays the same position as me. Like, I want to be traded. It also goes to
show. R-E-L-A-X.
Seriously.
Relax.
Chill out, man.
Do less.
Yeah.
Like, you're fine.
You imagine?
Tatum started every single game he's been here with the Celtics, including when Hayward was on the team. Now, I know Hayward broke his ankle immediately.
The Gordon Hayward signing was, I already thought it was so bad. I never liked that signing. Never from day one.
Yeah.
I'm like, did Brad just sign somebody because he coached him in college?
Well, Danny signed him, but I get it.
Yeah. I never liked him. Yeah. Never. Not once. And I think he was a bad teammate on top of it. But imagine
the mix was bad.
Okay, but imagine if I didn't even know this.
That Tatum wanted out because of that.
Imagine,
oh, horrible.
Imagine if you lost Jason Tatum because you had to sign stupid ass Gordon Hayward.
Thank God he hired a good agent. It was like, dude. Like, they drafted you number three, but they basically would have taken you one overall. Don't worry about Gordon freaking Hayward. Like, you're going to be fine. They value you a lot more than Gordon Hayward.
Good stuff.
But there's been a lot that's come out. Even Hayward was one of those guys that, like, that was Danny Ainge just bringing in as much talent as he could, which on the one hand, you'd be like, that is a good strategy, when they don't play well together.
I'm
not
a believer in talent. I'm always a believer in talent, but
they proved that wasn't the answer.
Yeah, it's not always the answer. I would always skew that way, but yeah, that was a bad mix on that team for sure.
It was.
And it probably lets you know Tatum was, you know, maybe part of the problem in those early teams. You know,
I think they all were.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
Obviously Tatum and Jaylen Brown, they were right.
And they were also 18, 19 or whatever, so you almost cut them a little bit more slack than you do, like, the Kyries and the Haywards.
But that gives you perspective on why the mix was so bad on that team. You know, the veterans thought it was their time. The rookies thought it was their time.
Well, especially
everybody wanted to play. They were like too deep and had too many. Marcus Morris was like, you know,
and Terry Rozier.
Yeah.
They go on that run though with Kyrie and Hayward out, and that's when it really set off.
Correct.
Then these guys are like, we're fine. We don't even need you.
How about that?
Yeah, that's good.
Tatum wanted out of Boston. Who knew?
You know who also wanted out of Boston? It was Paul Pierce, and who wanted out of L.A. was Kobe Bryant. It gets glossed over. Remember, 07, mm-hmm. both guys wanted trades.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, all right, here's Kevin Garnett. I think like Pau Gasol. It's like, oh, okay, we're fine. But like how different things could have been.
Oh, yeah.
Like that 08 NBA Finals,
I mean,
both guys wanted out the year before.
Keith, if you just listen to Manny Ramirez.
Every week.
as we learned in the comeback, you just listen to him, things could have changed.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.